my imagination illumines me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. My imagination illumines me. We have dreams, we have desires, we have goals, and these dreams, desires, and goals are always very much with us and always very much impinging upon our mind on things that we would like to have. Oh, we say, I had a dream about that a long time ago, and it never happened. And I was wishfully thinking about that, and it never happened. Well, that's our problem. We momentarily wishfully think about something, and then we wonder why it doesn't happen. But when we let our imagination illumine our minds, illumine us of every possibility that we can have, great things take place. What sort of things have you imagined that have taken place? Could you sit down and write a list of the things that you have imagined that took place? Oh, you might say, I imagined that someone was going to call me, and they did. I imagined that some person I know was going to call me, and they did. I imagined that something that I was thinking about, a friend, and then all of a sudden I had a phone call from him, or I had a letter from him, or I bumped into him on the street or something, and just coincidence, just how strange and how happenstance, and yet it's our imagination. We imagined being with that person, thinking with that person, talking with them, and lo and behold, they appear in our life. Now, we very seldom give that credit for what it's worth, but that's our imagination at work. And if we take that idea, the thought that we had, and write that down, we'd be surprised at how often our imagination is a forerunner of something that is to happen. Our imagination illumines our mind. My imagination illumines me, and then I have all sorts of wonderful responses to that imagination, and it's a great and a glorious experience. But first, I must choose to believe in my imagination. Believe in it to the extent that I spend some time imagining things, imagining dreams that I'd love to know and experience in my life. Imagine relationships I'd like to have. Imagine abundance or health I'd like to have. Now, just take that idea of health. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could imagine for ourselves that we were living in a healthy body? Well, if we ever feel a pain, we immediately say, oh my gosh, that pain is this, that pain is that, that pain is the other thing. And we empower it to be something, and it was absolutely nothing before we empowered it. It was just a little something that brought our attention to the fact that we were thinking negative thoughts. Now, can you use your imagination? Can I use my imagination to illumine myself on things that I'd like to have happen? Can I imagine that how nice it would be to be able to write all the checks that I'd like to write or use my credit card to all the limits that I'd like to use it without having any limits, without having any top on it at all? I just go out and buy and do the things I want to do, and I can do it. Now, isn't that silly? What a silly imagination to have. What a kind of nice imagination, though, isn't it? Now, do you really want to do that? If you do, then put your thought to work on imagining yourself having the ability to write checks with no limits. Think about them. You say, well, that's irrational, irresponsible, that's not true. Well, just think about it. Think about it until you get so excited about it, you think that that's what you'd like to do. This is what you do every time you wish you could win a sweepstake. Every time you wish you could win a lottery. You have that imagination, but is your imagination sincere and strong enough that without one little bit of doubt, you know that that lottery money is yours? You know that it's yours. you know without one little bit of doubt, you know so conclusively that it's yours that you have already mentally begun to spend it. You don't physically spend anything until you have it in your hands, but you have already mentally begun to spend it. You've already mentally seen where you would use it and how you'd use it. And if you foolishly think, I'll give it away to everybody, oh, that's wonderful. You'll have nothing to work with yourself. But if you carefully think, now how shall I invest that money so that I can use it for a long time to come and that I can give things to people that I want to do or whatever I want to do? You see, when you let yourself logically think of yourself as being abundant, then you are it. You let your imagination illumine your mind as to what you would really do. Think on these things. They are as real as anything else in the world. You have a hurt in your tummy and immediately you think, oh, it's this disease or this thing or that thing. Whatever is current in your mind or your reading or your hearing or people talking about, you label it and you empower it. And in many cases, you experience it. Most of the time, you don't experience it, and that's because you take your mind off of the subject and you put it on something else. But if you keep going back to the subject, oh, I got cancer, oh, I got cancer, oh, I got cancer, then you develop a consciousness for that and you develop an experience for that. It has no meaning, whether it's your family history or whether you have any predisposition to it or anything like that. It's just a matter that we put in our consciousness. We put into our imagination the concept of cancer, and we are illumined in that concept, and we experience it. Now you say that, not every time, everything I think, no, that's right, because you're on again, off again, as we are with most things. But as we train ourselves to be positive, wonderful people with imagination that holds strong and true, we'll find that the things that we have in our imagination, the things that we hold true in our imagination, are those things that illumine our life and those things that we experience. Have you got a few things in your mind you'd like to experience? Well, let your imagination be your passport to experiencing it. Because as you do that, you are illumined in all the possible blessing ways that you bring these things forth in your experience. That's what it's all about. And there's nothing more to it, and nothing more not to it than just that. Imagination illumines me, and how great that is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.